are the 1, 2, 3
SAR Losers! What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's what.
What's up, y'all? It's Sizz and Raymundo. Hold on one sec.
Hey, is that a White Claw?
It is a Dr. Pepper diet.
Oh, okay.
Little early in the morning, bud. I am from the north. I'm an alpha male. I do have an entourage. And when I go out to the clubs on the patio pool, I'm always shotgunning the White Claws. If you do the same hashtag at Sore Loser Shotgun, it can be an Ultra. It can be a Coors Light. We don't discriminate.
Is it getting a little too chilly for the pool?
No.
Dude, it's still it's 100 night.
Degrees. It was 100 degrees out yesterday here. And it's interesting chilly. That you call that a Dr. Pepper diet.
Well, you kind of read it the way it was.
No,
in the can.
It's just interesting. I've never heard anybody say it that way. It's
they
always
don't.
A diet Dr. Pepper or a diet Coke. You don't go, it's a Coke diet. That's interesting.
Very interesting. True. Yeah. But no, it's still very well and good pool season, y'all. The bikinis are in full force out.
Oh, yeah. Bikinis are still out.
And the girls now, they do the one pieces. Not as many bikinis.
Yeah, which is sad.
Nah. Dude, I'm telling you.
But there are some hot one pieces now.
There are.
They've made them very skimpy one pieces.
Oh, yeah.
There's like a string, a very skinny string attaching the top to the bottom.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that count as a one piece if
it's
just one string attached?
Yes, okay. Because it's connected. It's not. You don't see all of it.
I don't mind the full body one piece.
No,
like
stop.
It's not bad. It looks pretty nice.
I would almost say at the pool now, there's more one pieces than bikinis.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. And then the dudes are all wearing the short shorts.
Yeah, the short shorts are in, and I have.
Are you wearing short shorts?
Well, I have some that are shorter than I would normally wear, but they're not.
If you put your arms all the way down, how high are they? Like, where in your arm?
They're about...
Wrist? Above the wrist?
Oh, no.
Higher than that?
Oh, no. They're down to the wrist.
Down to the, okay.
Yeah. They're not higher than that. But
elbow? What? No, that would be the waist.
No. I'm telling you, they're probably an inch and a half above my knee.
Those aren't short. Coach.
No. For me, that's short. I used to wear swim trunks to the knee. And so I bought these because my buddy Ryan was like, those are in. And we were going to Vegas a few months ago. He was like, you have to wear fashionable swim trunks at the pool in Vegas. So I bought them and I tried them on for the first time. And let me tell you, I felt naked and I felt vulnerable.
And that's how girls feel in a two-piece.
I understand.
So that's why the one-piece makes them feel comfortable and confident.
But some two-pieces, they feel confident because they got the bikini going up the butt crack and I like that.
How's that supposed to feel good? Like, if I have that inner liner in my swim trunks, go anywhere near my butt crack, I'm like, I'm out. Like, I got to pull that out. I got to go to the restroom.
I don't think it's about being comfortable. I think it's about showing off their butt. Those are usually the nice butts.
They wear a bathing suit to accentuate the best part of their body.
Exactly.
But if they got both going on, then, I mean, they got front and back.
And they don't want the
top
tan
and
lines.
Bottom.
Yeah, everything.
They don't want the tan line, so they just put it up, and it's just like, yeah, buddy.
Tan line on what, their butt cheeks?
Yeah.
I tell you what, if my dad went to the—he hasn't been to a pool in forever. If he went, I mean,
He might have a heart attack.
Dude, older men right now might not be able to stay, standing up if they went to a pool nowadays.
No, don't stay down.
It would blow my dad away. I mean, it's a completely different—guys, it's a wild, wild west.
No,
they
had their own back then.
Oh, no, they didn't. I'm telling you. Dude, I was going... I mean, it is shocking how much they've changed. I mean, girls now are doing the side boob. They're showing basically, if they're wearing the bikini, it is a string. Tons of butt is getting shown. I mean, I got girls wearing thongs. That's a normal thing at the pool now.
Are you checking chicks out at the pool?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, my girls' best friends are all girls in bikinis that are well endowed, Coach. I mean, it's very difficult. I mean, you're talking to them. How are you not looking at them as you're talking?
I mean, you're talking to them, you're looking at their boobs,
Coach. And they're all the boobs are hanging out. I'm like,
they're hanging out more than the friends are hanging out. You know what I mean? Like the friends are laid back, but the boobs are out there. Like they're more up front. You can't help but look.
In today's society,
do they want you to look?
Yes.
So they don't want you to look at their eyes and have a conversation with them.
They would like to, but they wear those for a reason, because they want the attention, because it makes them feel good to say, man, you look good in that bikini.
Do you guys tell them that? Do you guys say, like, hey, your boobs look good in that bikini?
No, I don't say that.
It's a tough compliment.
So they want that, but they don't want that.
Yes, and they also want to show the other girls, like, hey, I got more than you. I'm working with more.
And if you did do the compliment, I mean, you got to be very careful about it. You look very nice in the bikini. It's a nice color on
Yellow's
you.
Yellow's a good color on you. Yes, that's exactly where I was going.
It's very, very difficult.
That's an eggshell kind of conversation, but you can get away with it. But
okay. Thanks, yeah. guys. I didn't know all this stuff.
Now, have you been to a pool lately?
I have, but a bunch of moms are there. Moms, kids.
Are there any mom bikini? Like, is there moms that wear bikinis and like?
Yeah, younger moms.
Yeah,
but I'm telling you, most moms are wearing the one piece, and they just look good in it. Mm. Like, good in that one piece. And I get it. You know, babies mess with people's stomachs. You know, and like it sometimes wrecks your whole body. And so I get it. So a lot of these moms, they feel comfortable. They got the one piece covering that area that they're a little ashamed of or whatever. But I don't care. It looks great.
Yeah, I'll be in Vegas this weekend. I'm definitely going to swing by the pool.
Do a count for me. I'm very curious what Vegas, if it's moved to move to the trend of the full piece.
And maybe I'll ask some of the girls, you know, like when you're wearing these bikinis like this, do you want us to compliment you? How does that work?
That's a great bit he just came up with.
That is awesome.
Hey, excuse me, ma'am. This is for research purposes. Do you enjoy the bikini up your butt?
Is that comfortable, or is that for tan lines only? Is that the reason you do it?
Excuse me, ma'am. Why did you go to the one piece?
She's like drinking, trying to have fun with her co-ed friends. Because everybody, I don't know. Get out of my face, old man. And he's like in his short shorts.
Hawaiian flowers on him?
No. Pink flamingos.
Do you think my shorts are the appropriate length?
No, they're still too long, Grandpa. Have you heard of mini trunks that all the guys
do? Do you prefer my length of trunks or this gentleman over here?
Dude, if the guys keep going shorter with the trunks,
there's going to be no trunks.
No, eventually it's going to be a Speedo.
Yeah,
because I thought mine were short, and I'm going to the pool, and these guys have got them yanked right up their crotch. And I'm like, guys, how are you? There's almost a point where you're not covering your member anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Like, guys, if you go too short, you're going to tell the girls you're not that big.
But if you've got the goods, though.
Right.
Do you want to wear a Speedo and show them, hey, look, I've got the goods?
I'm not sure girls like the Speedo. I'm not sure they.
Then why do you go to another country, dude? Every dude's wearing the Speedo.
Because that's the norm.
Yeah,
but in America, I don't think so.
But
my buddy Ryan, we went to Vegas. He had four different Speedos. He did outfit changes throughout the day at the pool.
Love it.
Ryan had Speedos?
Yeah, he had four.
Dude, he must have cleaned up. Hey, and you know, we're progressing toward, in 10 years, guys, we're going to be Adam and Eve style. People aren't going to
learn. Leaves?
Yo, it's going to be nudity. My pool will be nude in 5 years.
No, there's no way. You have that family living there.
Yeah.
Coach, I'm telling you.
That family will still be living there in 5 years,
yeah.
And they won't be doing that.
Yes, that one family you have in your apartment complex?
There's one, because the rest are co-eds. I might be the only 30.
5 years, they will not be going butt
no,
naked.
No, they'll be going back because the one piece is back. So
right,
it's
going backwards.
It's going backwards, really, because the one piece was
popular.
Whoa,
maybe he's got something going on backwards. Adam and Eve was... The
back
beginning.
Then, before there was clothing, they had to invent their own clothes.
Maybe he's onto something.
My bad. Hey, respect.
Jeez, man. This world we live in.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, thanks for the education, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that was good. That was good bikini talk.
Hey, I'm always down to talk pool.
Hey. And that's Pool Talk brought to you by...
Thank you for listening. We'll always clean out your water cooler there. Make sure it's clean always this summer for the best pool in town. We are Water Spa.
Water Spa.
Boys, let's talk... You want to play Would You Rather?
Yeah.
Let's play the game American loves. It's called
Would You Rather?
Hey, I know you're excited to talk Jets, Browns, but let's do Would You Rather.
Yeah. Great game.
Would you, shootout.
Would you rather always have to drink from a sippy cup for the rest of your life or always wear a bib for the rest of your life?
So, Ray, I have a baby at home. Lunchbox has a baby at home, so you might be a little off on this one. So the sippy cup is like the little plastic cup with the top on it. Mm-hmm. You got to put your whole mouth over the little spout there and then suck on it the whole time.
Yeah.
And then the bib, you know what a bib is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what a bib is. It keeps stuff off your clothes.
I mean, I would say a bib. I don't want a sippy cup. Sippy cups are, you just got to suck on it the whole time. You can turn it all the way upside down, dude, like you're drinking a beer, but you got to suck on it.
Still goes really slow.
Or nothing will come out. Seems like a big pain in the butt. Give me the bib.
I can't get away with the bib. The sippy cup, I can go suck in the corner. Find a place to go suck. You just don't got to do it in front of people and nobody will know. The bib, it's tough to still be stylish with a bib. You're going to look like a cornball at the club.
They'll probably end up making fashionable bibs, though, if that's...
But if you're the only one wearing a bib, they're not going to cater just to you.
You're trying to get your boys to get in on the bib?
Dude, it's a new thing, dude. Come wear this bib.
I don't think so, dude. I'm out.
I'm all about wearing the bib. Because a sippy cup... They are so small. You would have to, and it would take for, like, if I'm really thirsty, it's like,
Oh, yeah, dude, you're not going
to
get it.
You're working so hard to get something
you're
out of the sippy
really
cup.
Sucking hard.
And I'm not good at sucking. I'm not good at blowing, and I'm not good at sucking. Like, when you try to blow up a raft, like at the lake, I'm terrible. I cannot blow it up to save my life. Like, my blowing skills
no
are
No one's
terrible.
Talking about blowing.
No, well, it's easier to blow than suck.
Ooh, I don't know. I think I'm better at sucking than I am blowing.
I'll blow.
I'm not good at either.
But back to the bib. The bib, okay, it looks weird that you're wearing a bib, but the good news is you should be spot-free on your shirt.
All regardless.
Regardless. Even though you probably don't get food on your clothes that often, you do get it on there every now and then, but that bib is going to save you those few moments that you spill something on your clothes. So I'm going with the bib.
Oh, and if you do get crap on you, especially if you're out with friends, such a buzzkill. You said you've had to end it tonight, right?
Dude, I went after a Spurs game when I was in college, and my buddy was meeting up with his girlfriend and her friends. They went to a different university, and we go to the Riverwalk in San Antonio, walk up. What's up? I'm Lunchbox. Nice to meet you. And boom, bird poops all over my shirt. And looking back, I probably should have just stayed, but I thought, man, there's no chance these chicks are going to be interested with me with bird crap all over my shirt. So I just went home. That was it. I left.
Isn't it crazy that you know when, like, if you're eating and you know when without even looking or anything, you know when something has fallen off your spoon or your fork and
yes.
hit your shirt?
Yes, you, like, you just feel it.
Like, it's just a little, like, tiny, but you know it's there.
And I'm not talking this was a little poop. I'm talking this was a bird that had saved up all day eating scraps off tables on the Riverwalk that people leave and they go and they blah, 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 like dirty birds. Like, we're not getting nasty, dirty birds. And it was
so it'd be better if it was a clean bird? Like a bald eagle?
Maybe. But it was a big one. Like, it was the first one all day, and it was just like
my shirt. It was his first crap all day?
Yeah, and my shirt was just covered. Like, it was just like, boom, right there on the right breast. And I was just like, I'm done. Like,
I had a similar experience. It was my birthday, and some chick threw a burger, and the ketchup, whatever, the crap was all over the burger, went all over my white pants.
Oh.
So for my birthday, Billy and me were in the bathroom, and he's scrubbing basically my nuts for 10 minutes to get the stain out so yeah. that I could go on, because I wanted to go home.
Right.
I told him I had to go do a change of clothes, and he's like, no, dude, I swear I can get it out. So he's doing soap, paper towels, doing all kinds of stuff.
And it was right by your crotch?
Dude, right by my crotch. My buddy, that's
and Billy
how you know
was all up in it.
No, yeah. Billy was scrubbing the heck out of my
that's
pants.
That's a life friend,
it's
dude.
A bro dog.
Dude, yeah. He got it out. I mean, he was yanking.
How did the evening go? Dude, did you get it out of your mind? Were you able to celebrate? Were you able?
Yes, I moved past it, but I mean, dude, I'm telling you, for a good while, he was back and
just
forth,
rubbing it back and forth,
rubbing it, and then he got it though. 10 minutes probably in the bathroom. Me and Billy.
That's not bad. Were you in a stall? Or were you at the sink?
It was one of those we could close the door and
good,
lock
good,
it.
Good, good, good.
Okay, good.
That's usually where that stuff kind of
yeah,
goes
you,
down.
You want the privacy, boys? Let's talk about the Browns.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about them.
I'll tell you what I think about
them. Baker Mayfield got a rifle.
What? I'll tell you what.
Oh, he saw the highlights.
He saw the highlights.
No, I watched the game.
You did?
Yeah, I was able to. First half.
Okay.
The Browns look awful.
Even though they won.
They won.
Because they were supposed to win by like 100.
They were only up 13-3 at halftime, I believe it was 13-3.
And 16-3.
Okay, whatever. 16-3.
When I watch a first half, I know the exact score.
Here's the thing. The Jets had negative 12 yards passing in the first half, and you only score 16 points. I don't think Baker Mayfield looks bad. He's getting happy feet in the pocket because he has no time to throw.
And he's missing people.
He is missing people. He's getting balls batted down. He's making some ill-advised throws.
Yeah, how tall is he?
Yeah, he's only quote-unquote 6 foot.
Is the bat downs because he's so short?
It's got to be.
So, yes.
It's got to be.
It almost seemed multiple plays in a row he was getting the bad
It
downs.
Happened last week a lot, and it happened this week a lot.
And he was playing, you know, the Jets defense, whatever. They are about to get demolished this week. They play the Rams, and Aaron Donald is going to be in the backfield all day long.
That's when you drop it off to Odell.
They could not block. They couldn't even block the Jets offensive line. They couldn't block the Titans offensive line or defensive line in the first game. Next week, they're playing a better defense than they've been playing, a better defensive line. The Jets didn't even have their best defensive linemen, and they were still able to get in Baker Mayfield's face over and over. I just think the Browns just look sloppy.
You know, the sad thing is they think they have a chance against the Rams now that they're 1-1 and they got all these new high-flying guys.
That's what I'm saying. They think, look at us, we dominated on Monday Night Football. You played basically a scrub team, a third string quarterback. That was his first time ever dressing for an NFL game. He'd been inactive. He'd never been active for an NFL game until last night.
How nerve-wracking to be that dude last night.
Well, he's still backup. I mean, front runner's out, so he knew going into the game he was the backup.
Coach, there's no way that you go in thinking that you're going to have one snap. You're just like, all right, I'll dress. I'm literally the third guy
Simeon. When you're preparing all week, you're like, I'm just a backup. I ain't going to listen to this crap. All right, yeah, I'm paying attention, dude. Oh, you said 7 and out? Yeah, and then Odell goes across. I got that. It's easy,
they
dude.
Always say, too, they're just like, this guy knows the playbook better than anyone on the team.
Well, he does know the playbook better than anyone on the team, probably, because he was with the in Miami or something when the same offensive coordinator, so that with Adam Gase.
So he knows
Adam Gase was the head coach, and so he was down there, and so he knows the playbook because he was part of that. So he ran it for a year.
Well, his first drive when he came in, they got a field goal on that drive. Like, it looked promising.
But
the fans were excited.
Here's the thing. In that drive, he didn't even throw it. It was all Le'Veon Bell.
He threw it once.
That's what I mean.
But you're right.
It was all Le'Veon Bell. And I want to give Le'Veon Bell credit. They suck. The Jets sucked. They were getting killed. But Le'Veon Bell, he could have just taken 5 yards and gone out of bounds. He played hard. Yeah. I mean, he was going balls to the wall.
Oh, he was taking some hits.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he wasn't shying away from contact. Le'Veon Bell came to play. Like, he wasn't just like, you know what I mean? I'm just going to go down or I'm not going to take. He tried for every yard.
Near the highest paid running back, right, in the history of the NFL or to
Zeke
it?
Zeke now.
Hey, one of the two? Hey, you probably better try some hard stuff.
Yeah, you think.
But I'm not impressed by the Browns. Like, all this preseason hype. They don't look anywhere near that good.
What was up with Odell's face visor
once
thing?
Again?
What is that? What was the problem with it?
You can't wear a dark visor.
Yeah, you can't wear a dark visor. It had a tint on it, and you're not. It's illegal in the NFL. And Odell trying to be Odell.
So why does he want it?
Because he wants
hides
to
hide your eyes.
The glare, maybe, from the lights or whatever. But I do not. And then the sideline reporter said, "Oh, Odell's over here saying he's being singled out." No, it's against the rules. Why do you do this crap and then say, oh, they're picking on me? Just show up and like.
But isn't there someone before the game, all right, I'm your visor inspector. All right, legal. They got to wait till like the game starts.
Coach, they don't even check the balls. We learned that.
Well, that Patriots ball apparently was like a sponge.
It was like a sponge.
You're right.
There should be someone checking it out before they hit the field.
They do it in boxers. They check the gloves.
And check their pants, the gloves.
So there should be some tool that has to stand there and be like, Brady, all right, got the mask, perfect, the helmet, the jersey number.
That way he's not out during a real important drive in the game.
No. It's his fault. I'm not mad at the NFL for telling him to go sit
for the Browns. Like,
well, yeah, the Browns should be like, what the hell are you doing?
What coach allowed him to go? All the coaches saw him with his sunglasses helmet on. Right. Not one coach was
dude's wearing sunglasses at night. Like, come on. Like,
to see Le'Veon play with a dark visor.
Like, they ain't as dark as LTs used to be back in the day. They changed the rule.
Okay.
Booger McFarland was talking about it. He goes, that's been a rule since I've been in the NFL. And that was 15 years. I mean, like.
Dark visors?
Yeah. I don't know what – maybe it's wide receivers are different. Like, it's a running back can, a wide receiver can't. I don't know. But he said the rule is there can't be a tint on the – I just don't know why Odell –
But did he wear the watch?
He did. He wore a different watch.
The dang
it was
watch.
Like $1 million one this time. Okay.
Good. But, yes, the Browns, they're not that good.
Well, they think they're good, dude.
They think they're good because they got a lot of toys. They got a lot of weapons. But, man, they just look – Baker missing people. They weren't impressive to me. Through 2 weeks of the season, they don't look impressive.
And, I mean, you guys can say that it's purposeful to practice one-handed catches. Say that. That can be somebody's opinion.
No.
But this douche, Odell Beckham, he had a crowd of 200 people. They put it on the SportsCenter Instagram. 200 people are watching in the corner of the end zone. He's doing this dumbass route like where he does like a hiccup. And then he runs and catches it with one hand. You will never use that in a game.
He did. He used it this week.
Okay.
No.
He caught a one-hander.
Coach, the route he used, nobody was on him, and he caught it with two hands. Those are the routes you catch. I mean, he was practicing something.
He got a one-hander, though.
Okay. He was practicing something he's never going
to
use in a game.
Because there's something to the one-hander if you can do it. You're adding an extra foot.
If I was a coach,
can't get the two hands that high.
What are you talking about? You just got your two hands.
Nah, this one can go higher.
It can go higher, but the thing he was doing was literally just the Michael Jordan catch in the end zone. If I was a coach, I'd be like, dumbass, seriously, stop. Somebody get a pitching machine and send 90-mile-an-hour footballs at this guy so we can actually work on practice. I mean, it was just a circus in the corner. I mean, his coach
must
be cool.
That is what he does every pregame is just, look at me, I'm going to do one-handed catches. Just concentrate. I mean, listen, the one he did, but Baker
Mayfield.
But guys,
he's catching balls. Like, it's not like it's affecting his game. Like, if he was, like, really bad and missed every ball that came his way, but yet he warmed up with one-handed catches, then there'd be a problem. But the dude catches them.
Coach, I get it. That's not what I'm arguing. My argument is, I mean, he can't run, maybe do some practice routes with Baker Mayfield, something.
Right, instead just throw him in so I can. You're right.
Coach,
right?
Okay. I can't believe they allow him to do that. Like, it must be a cool coaching staff.
Maybe they sell tickets for extra money.
In high school, they would kick our ass if we did that.
Okay, you're just over there. Hey, Coach, don't worry about it. I'm going to do my own warm-up today.
And then he goes in the corner and somebody's like, get out of New York. And he goes, I'm still the king here. I'm still the king.
He said that?
Yeah, he said that. There was audio of him. I mean, like, talking to the fans, an absolute nobody fan, he goes, I'm still the king. What? You guys didn't do crap when you played for the Giants.
But that's what he's saying. He's the king of New York. He was the only reason the Giants were good and got primetime games.
Right.
But.
There's something to that.
But Eddie's happy because Odell brought him back last night. Odell gave him the win in his fantasy football league.
How'd you like that? What was it? 89-yard reception, dude.
Very nice. I needed that. I needed that. Guys, I'm 1-1 in the sore losers.
I'm 1-1 in the sore losers.
Hey, somebody is 2-0.
Raymundo.
Heyo.
By 1 point. Both of you guys won.
Because the dude got concussed.
Because David Njoku got whatever the heck.
He got concussed?
Folks, yeah. Oh.
Njoku?
I didn't see it. What happened? He's the one that fell on it?
Yeah.
I did see that, but
guys,
from a distance.
Here's fantasy football for you. I lost. I for sure lost. Njoku could have one catch in 9 yards, and I, you know, which isn't possible. He's an amazing tight end. I was done.
No,
I lost.
Coach, you could have lost. Like, you had a really good chance.
No, I was for sure losing. Yeah. I was 100% losing. Njoku's a great tight end. He gets concussed the first target, and Njoku is out of the game, and I win fantasy. I mean,
Hashtag sore losers fantasy, and that is an example of why I tell you fantasy has a lot of luck involved.
Yeah.
It really does, because that should not happen.
Good luck, bad luck. In this case, it was good luck for you, bad luck for the dude. That's crazy.
That's why both of you guys saved, because Njoku didn't play. He gets concussed on his first target, and he gets no catches the rest of the game.
Is that a word, concussed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Eddie won by like 2 points.
2 points.
That dude, I was saying, but
it's so. I mean, that's what's so crazy.
But if Njoku was playing, I would have completely lost.
Oh, so what do I have? The dude I was playing must have just been losing his crap last night.
Has to be. That's when you're slamming. Like, why? Why? Fantasy is so stupid. That's when you're so mad at fantasy.
But last week I lost by 7 yards. So I'm like, all right.
That's what I mean.
Good. Thank you.
But it was no injury that cost you that last week.
Nope.
This week, that was just, I could not, when I looked at the scores, and then I saw that both of you guys won because Njoku, I don't even know how do you say his name?
I think Njuku's right.
No, I don't think it is.
Here's the thing. I watch the TV on mute, so I just make up how I think their name should sound. I thought his name was Njoku. I don't hear the announcers.
Dang, what?
Funny.
I feel like I knew how to pronounce his name.
I did too, but Falk.
I was calling
Njoku.
What were you calling Falk last night?
Falk.
I was calling him
Falk.
Oh, I was
Falk.
Saying Falker.
There's no R. There's no ER in the end. It's only F-A-U-L-K.
Is he playing for another week?
Yes.
Is he playing next week, too?
Dude, Simeon looked like he broke his ankle.
No, yeah. But Monica Nakanus, he's not what? He's out for 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Oh, he's out for like a month.
Really?
Yeah. Sam Darnold. Dude, here's what's crazy. Myles Garrett, that was a dirty hit. It was a cheap hit.
Dude, he did multiple dirty hits.
Multiple dirty hits, and that's got to stop. And so you maybe end Trevor Siemian's season, you knock him out, and he only gets a 15-yard penalty. That just doesn't seem right.
You can't make it more than that, though.
But multiple.
Suspend him or something.
Suspend him. They can fine him.
But coach, you can't go more than 15 yards. Dude.
No.
they make it up on the fly. Roughing the passer. 75 yards.
What the?
What I'm saying is multiple
automatic safety.
Multiple late hits last night. If the NFL is really protecting, they suspend him for the next game.
Yes.
If you have because they were bad.
Yeah, they should.
They were bad. I mean, that was nasty.
Hear me out.
But he fell in a weird way.
But it was still a nasty late hit.
Man, the NFL penalties.
This Ray had a great point. He was saying this earlier this morning.
And I don't even know this is the same point. I was just about to say, in the NBA, when they do free throws, it kind of slows up the game. But an NFL penalty, you think you have a three and out, and next thing you know, there's a first down. Coach, it was so herky-jerky, it's hard to watch with all the penalties.
There's been a lot of penalties. They've been trying to concentrate on offensive holding, and they've been calling offensive holding, I feel like, a lot more this. Yeah. I don't know.
And now that non-calls were reviewable, I mean, we're talking a lot of time.
Coach, and it brings the game to a halt. You're watching, you got a beer, you're having fun.
Once I see the dude look at the laptop, I'm like, all right.
No, it's a Microsoft
Surface.
Yes. Surface.
Time to go take a dump.
And it kind of confuses me, the bottom line, because they have the timeouts in yellow, and then the flag, if there's a flag, it goes in yellow. Sometimes I think there's a flag when it's just the
timeout.
No, Monday Night Football has yellow things at the bottom of the screen that look like flags. I mean, without audio, Coach, you think there's a flag on every play. Anyways.
Hey, congrats, dude, on your first Monday Night Football to watch.
Dude, it was awesome.
Until you realized
it was a crap fest.
I mean, I mean, I wish it was a better game, but yeah.
And did you guys talk about injuries?
But you realize there's no Monday night games that are good for
whatever
next 2 months.
Play next Monday night.
I think they play a crapper.
They play Redskins.
Yeah. Congrats on that win, by the way.
Which one?
Last week.
Oh yeah, it's a win. If you can go to Denver,
no, I mean
Tuesday morning quarterback.
I'm not saying it was pretty, but
we covered it on Monday.
If you go to Denver and you win in the first 2 weeks of the season, Denver
is that like winning the Super Bowl?
Okay, Coach, we already heard your take.
Denver is 33-4 now. No, 33-4 now since like 95 in week one or two at home.
Oh,
Coach, how deep did you dig for that stat?
That's amazing.
Yeah, did you come up with that stat?
No, dang. I read an article.
Oh.
Because if that's impressive, you're doing that kind of homework for this show. Hold on, carry the two. 33-3, 2016.
Now, and so yesterday, after the show's over, it's reported Big Ben is out for the year, elbow surgery.
Right.
I mean.
This is where your boy starts hitting everyone up for trades.
Oh, in fantasy or real life?
In fantasy.
Okay.
This is where everyone should go after the guy that has lost Roethlisberger. Give him whoever you got. You got a backup quarterback? You got Dak sitting back there? Give him to him.
Oh, I got Garoppolo. Good point.
I would bet you Big Ben is a backup on someone's team. I don't think many people have Big Ben as their starter. But here's the thing.
All right. Then whoever has Drew Brees then.
Now that could happen. They trade for Minka Fitzpatrick from the Dolphins. They give up their first
round. Yeah, who is that dude?
He's a defensive back. I mean, safety. He's really good. He's a first-round pick out of Alabama, and they give up a first-round pick this year. And everybody's like, what a stupid trade. Here we go again with this first round pick. A first round pick, is it really that valuable? Because you have to still nail your draft pick, because a lot of draft picks are swings and misses. You already know this dude is a bona fide stud in the secondary.
Kyler Murray. I didn't think he was that great of a pick. Sorry. Continue.
Kyler Murray, you don't think it was a good pick?
I don't know.
I mean, he had 360 yards in his second game in the NFL. It looks pretty good right now.
They won this week, didn't they?
No, they lost to the Ravens.
Oh.
Good job, though, guys, all the way around.
Coach, I'm telling you.
So you think that they won, and I thought that he sucked.
watching football this weekend, I mean, I was all over the place.
Watching so many games?
No, I didn't sit down. I couldn't sit down and watch any of them. Even the Cowboy game I didn't see.
It tells me the Steelers believe they're still going to be good this year.
Aren't they 0-2?
They're 0-2, but they still believe in Mason Rudolph. They think they have a good, capable backup quarterback that they drafted in the third round a couple years ago out of Oklahoma State, and they think that with him under center that they can still win games and they're not giving up on the season.
Could this be the end of Big Ben?
Now, that's what I was going to say.
Okay, I already said that. Ice cold take. I had a hot take yesterday.
I'm starting to think.
Today it's ice cold.
So you stated the obvious?
Okay. No, I did the hot take. You did the cold take today.
Do you think Big Ben comes back?
Well, yeah, he comes back, but if homeboy starts like throwing bombs and winning, Big Ben's going to take a seat.
I mean, Big Ben is 37 years old. He'll be 38 next. So he'll be 38 by the time he comes back.
Yeah, but he doesn't want. I mean, he hasn't shown signs of quitting. He hasn't shown signs that he wants to retire.
Listen, there's people that changed the game. Le'Veon Bell, he changed it with sitting out. Now there's all these players that are going to try and be Le'Veon Bell. Now there's all these players that are going to try to be Andrew Luck. He started it. I'm telling you, Big Ben, he has Andrew Luck in the back of his head. Drew Brees has Andrew Luck in the back of his head.
The difference is Drew Brees
is 90 years old.
He's only 40. He's 2 years older than Big Ben. He's scheduled to come back this year. Big Ben, we're talking a whole calendar year.
But he says he's going to do his 3 years. Come on, Big Ben. We know you got lots of lakes that you want to go to. Dude, he's had his tenure in the NFL. What if he's not even good when he comes back?
He may not
be. He's an old dude. People were saying he wasn't really good before he left.
He was good.
This season?
Well, I don't think the Steelers have been good.
There you go.
He only played what? How long did he play in game two? Not very long.
You want to see him go out a little bit gracefully. I mean, didn't Favre go out when he just looked horrible with the Jets?
Yeah.
So we want Big Ben to get
most
out.
Of the quarterbacks went out like not gracefully.
Elway?
Yeah.
Looking like crap? Or
when they were on their way down.
What do you mean Elway won a Super Bowl his last year?
Only one that didn't is Andrew Luck.
Elway won a Super Bowl his last year. He didn't go out looking bad.
My bad.
Marino, dude.
Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl his last year. What are we talking about?
Sorry, just the one.
There are, a lot of players go out limping. They go out because
they play until they can't.
They like Emmitt Smith. I mean, he went and was an Arizona Cardinal.
There you go.
What the hell is that?
Stupid.
It's so dumb, but it's because they don't want to give it up, and it's okay because – as a fan, you don't want to see them tarnish their legacy or you don't want to see them in that jersey. But, man, really, why wouldn't you? If you can play as long as you want to and you still feel like you're good enough, go out there and play, even though we're laughing at you a little bit.
But it's just like the casino. You got to know when to leave. Ugh. Favre, if he would have left, there would have never been the Jets fiasco and there would have never been the D-pick because he'd have never gone to New York and met that cheerleader.
Good point.
So you always get just at the casino. Lunch is going to the casino this weekend. You have to know when to hold them. You have to know when to fold them.
And do you know when to show them?
Was that what?
Are we talking about the pool again?
No, show them. Brett Favre, show them.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, the Peter.
Dang.
Now, who is terrible? Kirk Cousins.
The Dolphins.
Okay, the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Here's what's crazy. I already locked up the Cowboys minus 20.5, just so you know.
Oh, cool.
Yesterday.
Nice.
Then it comes out today, the Jets are 21-point underdogs at the Patriots next week.
Dude, this is a whole different kind of NFL.
Unbelievable. We have two 20-point spreads in the NFL in the same week, and I am going to bet on both favorites.
That could be a record. And you know both aren't going to hit, just so you know. I know Vegas. They both don't hit. Because that's
in Vegas have to do with that?
Yeah, what do you know about Vegas?
I know that they put these lines so damn high. So
20 is...
Coach, they are begging you to take the underdog because everybody's taking the favorite. Everybody's taking the Cowboys. They are begging you. That's why the line's moving.
Yeah, the Cowboys one worries me a little bit.
Coach, they are begging.
Why? They've been outscored.
Because Michael Gallup's out. That's one of his options.
103-10.
Hey.
And that's at home. Now they're going on the road and all of a sudden they're going to be better against a really good team,
guys,
the Cowboys, who I anointed Super Bowl contenders yesterday.
You did?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. They
really?
Are Super Bowl contenders.
I don't think it's fair that you do that.
Why? They're good enough to go to the Super Bowl.
I agree, but I don't want you on my train now.
I've
been driving.
No.
He's been driving the train from Cabo through Dallas.
Yeah, Coach, I started the train in Cabo with Zeke everyone was saying that no one's coming.
Who started the train that the Cowboys were good last year?
You?
This guy.
No,
and Eddie kept saying, no, they're not that good.
You said
they
had a good defense. Coach, listen to me. I have been driving that Cowboys train.
We know. You picked them as the winners.
I'm the only one that picked them as a Super Bowl winner.
Because that's your favorite team.
No,
it
doesn't matter.
Yes, you picked them last year, too, to win the Super Bowl.
So you didn't pick them this year. Don't get on my train. Get off my train.
The AFC, it doesn't matter. It's the Chiefs and Patriots. Those are the only two teams. That's it.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
They're meeting in the AFC Championship game unless someone gets hurt. That's it.
Which, it's football. People do get hurt.
I understand that. Now,
good stat.
Minnesota, Kirk Cousins, like, you still have another year. You paid him $85 million. And he is so bad.
Hey, but Minnesota's got this weird offense, right? They don't throw it.
Well, no,
I heard he only threw it 10 times.
Well, that's because they were up 28-0. They didn't need to the week one. This week, he was like 11-31 when the last I saw. Like, he was so bad.
They need Samantha Ponder's husband back.
Christian Ponder.
Where's that dude?
I don't know. I wonder what he's doing.
He's
Canadian?
A stay-at-home dad. Samantha does the Sunday football, and then he stays at home with the kids.
But, Eddie, okay, we're going to do this again. Eddie, if you had to bet your house on...
And I bet my house already on the Patriots.
And you won.
And I won.
Now
I have two houses.
Now you have two houses. So you're betting both houses.
No, that's not how it works.
Yeah, this is how we're doing.
I would just put one house
now.
No.
You're going to be homeless if you lose this bet.
Go ahead. Do Cowboy, I take both?
Cowboys minus 20 and a half.
I cannot bet the house on that. I can't.
So you would take the Dolphins?
I can't. Michael
Gallup. So you would take the Dolphins?
Michael Gallup to cover, yes. Michael Gallup to me was like a really good weapon that the Cowboys had because it was just one more option that that was always open. Now that he's out, Dak still has his receiving options, but that just to me, it scares me a little bit. It scares me.
When did Gallup, he got hurt in the game?
Yeah, he's out for a couple weeks.
Okay. Now, the Patriots minus 21 against the Jets.
Yes.
What would you bet?
I bet one of the houses on that.
Who would you take?
Patriots. They'll cover.
Okay.
They're both not covering the 20. Let's just say it's at 21. They're both not doing that. But this is.
I just know my Cowboys. I'm not betting my Cowboys to win a 20-point spread. Like, I'm just not. Like, they're the kind. Cowboys kind of have my personality. Let's just beat them. Let's not kill them. Let's just win the game and go home.
Coach, I can't believe you're going 3 touchdowns in Vegas. You're crazy.
They annihilated the Giants, the Cowboys did.
They did. That was the first game of the season.
The Giants
they had
are
to prove,
better
though.
Than the Dolphins.
They had something to prove.
The Giants are better than the Dolphins.
Those are NFL players.
No. The Miami Dolphins, everybody in that locker room is already ready for the offseason. They're done. They're emotionally done. They already realize management doesn't want them to win. Management doesn't believe in them. Management is trading everybody away. Management is saying, we want to lose. And so you know what? They're like, man, I don't really need to go watch tape because they don't want us to win anyway. I mean, it's over. That morale in that locker room is done.
I hear you on that.
They are not caring in Miami. None of those players, they have their self-pride, but at the same time, they know they're not in a position to win because the management is not giving them the resources to win. They are done. They are going to lose every single game.
But you know everybody's betting Dallas in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Everyone.
That's
no
why
one
they
be...
have that line as right. high as they do.
And even if you don't want to bet against Dallas, you're not betting it. You're just staying out of it.
The line should be about 18, but they're like, listen, we have to get some people to pick the Dolphins. Put it to 21. Damn it! Put it to 21, damn it!
That's what they're saying.
Dude,
in the boardroom.
In the Caesars Sportsbook, they're throwing crap all over the room. Put
Coach, I'm shocked by your take.
That's
on this.
Crazy. That's a crazy take.
I'm not against it. I'm just shocked that you would bet that.
Absolutely. Because I thought this week that the Dolphins would cover because I was like, 19, that's just too much for an NFL game. They are so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So bad. They just can't move the ball.
Yeah, but what do teams do when they play a team that bad? They lay low. They lay low. They just want to win the game. They're not trying to win 20-point spreads.
I don't even think the Patriots tried that hard, and they won 47-0.
Right.
Or 43-0, whatever it was.
Patriots, though.
But the Cowboys are really good.
I agree, but
they threw two
that's
pick
not their
sixes.
Style.
One of the pick sixes is comedy. It is hilarious. The guy's bobbling it, throws it to the Patriots.
Bats
guy and he
it
goes
backwards,
big
and I mean
that is the picture of the Dolphin season. I get that, but I just don't think they cover.
And the Giants coach is non-committal on Eli Manning being the quarterback going forward.
I love
exactly.
it.
Exactly, Dime Daniel.
Dime Daniel? Did you name him that?
Sorry, I heard somebody say that.
Oh my gosh! When are we going to be original?
When are you going to be original?
I'm not trying to come up with people's names or even call them by their dumb names that someone else made up for them.
Dang.
I mean, I like Dime Daniel. I'm just saying, like, I want Ray to come in one day and say, like, something and be like, dude, that's perfect. Thanks, I just made it up.
All right, Dynamite Daniel. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Daniel Duke.
Yep, boom.
Daniel Duke, because he's from Duke.
Boom goes
see,
to Dynamite.
That's good right there. And if it sticks, dude, who did it? You did.
It's never going to stick because we're some podcast that has 768 listeners. Like,
guys, start tweeting it. Daniel Duke during the games and then
hashtag
Giants. Hashtag
Daniel Duke. Hashtag we want Daniel Duke.
Yes, Daniel Duke. I love it.
Or Duke Daniel. Which one?
Daniel Duke.
Daniel Duke.
I think that's terrible.
It is terrible.
Is it?
Terrible. Yes. That's why it'll stick because it's so bad.
Because everybody's right. like, what does Daniel Duke mean? Like,
well, it's like Captain Andrew Luck. Like,
well, that was great.
But how did that stick?
Because he looks like a captain. Like, he looks like a military dude in his picture. That's why.
Okay.
So, now, I'm trying to figure out who's going to be, like, are the Steelers going to be better with Mason Rudolph? I don't know. But the Saints, I still think the Saints are going to be good. I think Bridgewater's okay. I think they can still win games and they can stay.
Why don't they play this Josh Hill dude? Like, when's he going to just be the quarterback?
I don't think he's ready. I don't know.
Okay. Because he's been playing for like 3 years now. And but just coming in here and there, whatever. Sometimes I'm watching the game, and I don't know the difference between Breeze and this dude.
Because Hill does the Wildcat, doesn't he? He's a runner, too.
Yes.
And who is it, the Jets? They do some dumbass Wildcat that's being stupid.
Well, I mean, they just have no hope, dude.
The Jets Wildcat it to Le'Veon, and then people just go and tackle Le'Veon because he's obviously not going to throw it.
When they're trying all that stuff, like, they've got nothing.
Well, they have nothing because they were down to their third-string quarterback. And, I mean, I am so excited about my bet. Jets under 7.5 wins right now. Like, I'm feeling really confident.
You should.
Because they're going to lose at the Patriots, so they're 0-3.
You should.
That's awesome.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And what are the Jags doing?
Oh, my God. The Swagwires, I'm glad you brought that up.
What are they doing?
Guys, they're 0-2.
And they're losing Jalen Ramsey.
And Jalen Ramsey just demanded a trade.
Yeah. Does that mean they have to give it to him, though?
Well.
Does that mean our bet's voided?
Let's call Vegas and be like, excuse me, well.
Jalen Ramsey retired and Nick Bolt got hurt. Can we get our money back? They're like, guys, you only placed a $150 bet. We don't talk to
Speaking
minnows.
Of. Eddie,
yeah.
Pay me, my friend. Pay me.
Well, I'm not sure about the bet.
No. Stop. 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 The Swagwires.
I'm not sure, man.
What a terrible bet. Like, there's no way it's going to happen.
Was it over 7.5 or 6.5?
7.5.
It wasn't 6.5?
No.
I mean, we have no chance.
Jalen Ramsey wants out. Which, okay, so maybe he's toxic in the locker room. You saw him yell at the coach on the sideline, but that hurts our defense. That hurts our team. I don't know. The Swagwires are done, dude. But Gardner Minshew, I want him to win a couple games.
Minshew will win a couple
for us. Because I like the way he looks.
The way he dresses?
Yeah, he dresses like a fool. Like, he is just a character.
Like, great. I want a character as my quarterback trying to win a bet.
Right.
I got some guy that's a character wearing a bolo tie.
Tom Brady, such a character.
Peyton Manning, such a character.
Hey, Bill Belichick, character. Such a character. Nick Saban.
All the greats.
Dude, all the greats aren't damn characters. They don't give a crap about being a
character. We're screwed.
And we got Gardner Minshew.
He's dressing like it's freaking 1979.
Hey, you guys want to bet on the Cowboys this weekend together?
No.
That's scary. I would love an all-together bet, especially if I was in Vegas with you guys, and especially if we could actually watch it, but I would probably have a flight during the damn game. But the 21 scares me. Yeah, an NFL game.
I'll bet the money line.
Why, you'd win 50 cents.
Hey.
Did you see that bet this weekend?
Yes, I did see that bet.
Somebody bet like 60 grand to win a dollar.
Yeah, so, on the Patriots. They bet like 60 grand to win $3 on the Patriots to win.
No, it was like 49 cents.
Like, why would you do that? That is so funny.
I laughed so hard when I saw that.
Hey, he won.
Yeah, no crap, he won.
But, I mean,
him.
Who has 60?
He's risking because the one time that they would screw up, you lose all that money.
My question is, who has that 60? I mean, they must have an account where they can just, because I'm like, who comes up to the counter with $60,000 and be like, Moneyline Patriots? All right, huh?
Excuse me? To win 49 cents? Here you go.
My favorite story of the week, and then we'll go home. Willie Taggart, I told you guys, that seat is hot down there at FSU. They lost again this week. Mm-hmm. They're terrible. A 4-year-old kid set up a lemonade stand to raise money.
For a new coach?
For his buyout, because it's like a $17 million buyout. So the 4-year-old kid.
The kid's parents are making it.
Exactly, and you think it's the kid's idea?
That's child abuse.
What do you mean? Yes, the kid did it.
Oh, my gosh.
The kid's selling lemonade for the buyout.
Stop it, coach.
Can we get some CPS in
there? I've had 3 4-year-olds living with me at home, and not one has an idea to like get rid of anyone in sports ever. They don't have an idea to figure out what's for dinner. If you ask all my kids, hey, what do you want for dinner tonight? They'll all be like, I don't care. No kid is going to be like, I'm going to do a lemonade stand just to get this guy out of here. He's terrible. Coach, you bought it.
It's bad parenting.
You bought it.
I don't understand what you guys mean.
You bought it. It wasn't this kid's idea. His parents made him do a lemonade stand. Here, son, take a picture here. We're going to put this on Facebook, and everyone's going to share it.
Oh, my God.
But story's fine. Story's fine.
Free Willie lemonade. $20 a glass. All proceeds will go to Willie Taggart's buyout.
Exactly.
Oh, over 21 gets a free shot and a hug. Tell me a 4-year-old didn't do this.
Exactly.
Yeah, shut these people down, please.
Seriously.
If you guys listen to this and you're with any law enforcement, if there's an address
on there.
Take
the parents down. Get rid of the kid.
The kid needs to go to CPS.
Hey, Speaking of college, though, real quick, like, is there going to be a good game this week?
Yeah, this week there's finally a good game.
Okay, good.
You got Michigan. And, you got Michigan, Wisconsin. You got Notre Dame going to Georgia.
Nice.
What, dude, you didn't like Tennessee beating Chattanooga 45-0?
I mean, come on, guys. We're week three. Let's get some good games on TV.
But that's what they do. That's what college. That's why college football is rough, because they don't play hard games. There's like three hard games a year.
I mean, when you have to go into the weekend being like, all right, which ones are the ones worth watching?
I mean, there was two max.
One, maybe?
There was actually one that I wanted to conclude the Saturday night game, but it wasn't good.
And I'm like,
all.
We're watching Kentucky. Why again? Oh, because that's one of the good games? Got it. It's terrible.
There was some bad ones.
Bad, bad. But yeah, there's some good games this week. I mean, hold on.
Oh, there's a ton of good ones, dude. I think it's Florida-Tennessee.
I mean, what is good about
that? To my people, that's good.
Who's going
to watch that?
To my Tennessee people, it's good.
I mean, what is good about it? They both. It's a,
if they we're talking them. About good teams playing good teams.
Yeah, Florida lost kind of their starting quarterback for the year, and Tennessee sucks.
We're not talking about where your friends are from, but obviously, if you went to school in Tennessee, that's your game of the week.
Exactly.
But coach, we're talking about generic
good one. There's a Saturday night game one. There's ranked teams. Somebody Notre Dame plays somebody ranked.
Yeah, he just said.
Did I just say Notre Dame goes to Georgia?
Did he? That's the big one.
He just said it.
Like,
he was thinking about Tennessee.
Well, when I'm thinking, I can't hear and talk and think talk. But that's a good one. Notre Dame, Georgia, the Dogs.
Yeah, okay, you got Utah, USC. So USC will lose again.
Well, it's kind of crazy, though. They're hanging in there with a backup quarterback.
Well, they're terrible, and their coach is going to get fired, and Urban Meyer will be out at USC next year. Just be ready.
Bring back Sarkisian.
I can't believe they didn't fire Clay Helton after last year, but they're waiting until this year because they wanted Urban Meyer to be available. Urban Meyer will go live out in L.A. and coach at USC. Get ready. Michigan at Wisconsin.
You have an insider on that?
Auburn at Texas A&M this weekend.
Oh, Auburn plays Texas A&M
this
weekend.
That's a good one.
Notre Dame at Georgia. Oregon at Stanford.
Notre Dame at Georgia?
Yeah.
Oregon at Stanford's a good one?
No, I'm just, that's the, I'm.
Exactly.
Oregon's ranked.
I get come at for and, my Tennessee
And Stanford's
game.
Not bad.
Stanford's horrible. Terrible. They just got beat by 30.
Okay.
Yeah, by UCF.
Okay.
All right.
Exactly.
Tomorrow, hey.
Tennessee, Florida game's a good one.
Have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow.
Goodbye, guys.
Maybe you guys will have some energy.
Okay.